This is the Artist Interview at Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you listeners at Hope FM. This is Sarah Reeves.
Shake the snow from your coat, leave your troubles at the door. Grab a drink and a seat by the fire, nice and warm. Let down your hair, be sure to wear your ugly Christmas sweater. 'Cause the bigger, the better, when we're all together, the more the merrier.
And that was More the Merrier by Sarah Reeves. Hey Sarah, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, how are you?
I'm very, very well. May I wish you a very happy Christmas. So it's coming so quickly this year, isn't it? You know, I had the pleasure of meeting you earlier in the year in London and listening to you do a set from your album Best Days. It was beautiful. You have a fantastic voice and it was a real joy to meet you. So I loved it. But rather than talking about Best Days, which I've got to say I would recommend as an album that people go and listen to because it's a really interesting album. Beautiful, beautiful tracks on there, really well thought through. But we're here to talk about Christmas, really. So I shouldn't talk too much about that album, but I'm just giving it a plug. Everyone should listen to it. So More the Merrier. So you did the More the Merrier album in 2021.
Yeah.
How many tracks did that have on it?
That had 8 tracks.
Okay. And your deluxe edition?
Yeah, then we added 4 more songs this year.
What's been the most fun thing for you about making the new version?
Well, as a whole, this project was so fun to make. I think it's my favorite project that I've ever made because there was just so much energy. You know, we used all live jazz musicians and we recorded at this super nice studio here in Nashville and decorated, you know, even though we recorded in the summer, we decorated the studio with Christmas decorations and Christmas trees and just really made it an experience for everyone there. And so I think that translated on the album as well. We wanted it to sound super classic and traditional because I feel like Christmas to me is a genre and there's like a specific sound, you know, it kind of, for me at least, when I think of Christmas music, I think of, you know, I listen to the old classics like Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and even,
oh yeah,
you know, Ella Fitzgerald, that kind of vibe. So I'm like, I want it to fall in line with that. So even the originals that we wrote, I still wanted to keep it in that kind of scene a little bit. So I think we accomplished that on the album. So I'm very happy with it.
I think you really did. The fact that you're using jazz musicians, I was listening to some of the brushwork on the drums. It's just so detailed and so beautiful. I was thinking, whoever's in your band, they are really good musicians. So that showed. It was really lovely experience. So, okay. And why did you choose the 4 tracks you chose? The extra 4. Which ones are they? Tell us the names.
Christmas Feels Different this year. That's an original that I wrote, which we can talk about. All I Want for Christmas Is You. That one my team suggested because they looked up the most popular Christmas song. And that one came up, of course. And I'm like, guys, I don't know if I should record this. There's like Mariah Carey does this. Like you can't beat out, you know, Mariah Carey. And they're like, just, you know, try it. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to make a version of it, but it's going to be a little bit different than hers. And people want like a fresh version of that song. I don't know. Not many people have done covers of that one, honestly. So, and then Last Christmas, which is usually an up-tempo, but we decided to slow that one down because it's kind of a, you know, sad Christmas song. I'm all about the sad songs. And so we made that one a little bit more slow. And then It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas. That one was just a personal favorite that I've always wanted to record. And so that's probably my favorite one that we recorded of the 4.
Have you ever heard of the game Whamageddon?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Whamageddon is a game played around the song Last Christmas. And the idea is to stay in the game for as long as you can, all the way from the 1st of December to Christmas Day, if you possibly can. But you lose if you hear the song Last Christmas. So it's a silly game. It's called Whamageddon because Wham recorded the original Last Christmas. So we won't play Last Christmas today on the show because if we do, lots of our listeners will complain that they have lost Whamageddon and have to be posting on social media saying they're out. Maybe it's just a thing in the UK. I don't know. But
say, is that a UK thing?
it might be because the Wham boys were UK boys, I guess. So anyway, right. Let's find out a little bit about your background very quickly, if we can. Could you tell me your story? How did you? You're a Christian. I've seen you worshiping, leading worship at church in Nashville. Are your parents Christians? Have you always gone to church?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they raised me in the church, which I'm very thankful for. I started very early in music. Except for my mom. My mom's the only one in my family that's not musical, but she was always, I just remember my mom, and I would always see her like on her knees praying for us as her kids. I have three other siblings, and yeah, I'd walk in my parents' bedroom. She'd be on her knees with her Bible open, just like crying and praying. And that's what I remember about my mom. She's still that way to this day. And I know that I would not be where I am without the prayers of my mom. And so I'm super thankful for just the background that I had. And so, yeah, I've always, you know, obviously I've had my like journey and highs and lows. And I think for so long, Christianity was just like a religion for me and just going through the motions. But when I was about 15, I really got hit with the power of God, and he became so real to me, and that changed my life forever. It changed the course of my life. And so I knew that I wanted to impact people, and it's actually kind of against my personality. My personality is very quiet and soft-spoken, especially when I was a kid. I was super shy. And so when I felt like God called me to be a singer and an influencer, it was just like, wait, what? Like I'm the last person that people would think for me to be on a stage or performing or speaking to people or singing. And you know, the scripture where it says his power is perfected in our weakness has just been like my theme in life, because it has not been me. It's been the power of God and through me. And so he's been so kind to me throughout my journey of just making music and developing and evolving. Like I said, I started super young, signed my first record deal when I was 18, and then another one 7 years ago, and have released few different albums, and they're all kind of all over the place because, like I said, I've grown up, so my music has grown up with me. But yeah, I think my mission has always been the same, and that's to impact people. I think I'm doing a lot more music now outside of the church, which I feel like is kind of a newer thing, a newer calling for me, but I have found so much fulfillment in that, in just having conversations with people that never even step inside of a church. Cause I'm like, okay, who's going to minister to people that don't have that culture, you know, and that don't know to walk into the doors of a church. And so really feel like God has kind of placed me outside of, I'm still in the church. I'm still leading worship at my church, and I have that accountability, but doing a bit more broad, open music now, in hopes to impact people in a positive way.
Wow, that's a great calling. So we're definitely not called to stay shut inside our churches, because that probably doesn't achieve the bigger goals of God's mission for us. So did you say you're one of three?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what was Christmas like in your household?
It was always so fun. I grew up in a very small town in Alabama, like out in the country. We were raised on a farm, and our street is named after my grandmother's maiden name. So like most of the people on our street growing up, we were all related. So cousins, and I lived right next door to my grandparents. And so we would always just walk right next door and have Christmas and, you know, see my family. And just there wasn't a ton to do in the country life, you know, so we would just get together, make a lot of food, eat, be merry, and just spend time together. So it was a lot of fun. We still do that.
that does sound good. Okay, so on the album, the More Than Merry album is a beautiful Christmas album. I'd recommend people stick it on repeat. I was playing it the other day in my church, people, and they all enjoyed it as background music while they were decorating Christmas gingerbread houses. So it was a student group. It was great fun. So, but there's a song on there that when I came to it, I just went, ooh, this song is actually really quite deep and poignant. You mentioned it earlier on, Christmas Feels Different. Can you tell me, why do you write a song that is so different in feel from just the normal sort of tinsely, twinkly lights sort of song?
Well, you know, I'm all about being real and honest, and I love Christmas, obviously, we all do. But I think for so many people, Christmas can kind of bring up the reality of hardships that we may be going through or a loss that we may have had. And on this specific day, when we were making the deluxe album, I knew I wanted to write a song, but I went in and I had my first Christmas last year as a single woman. I went through a divorce a year and a half ago after being married for 10 years. And so having that Christmas for the first time away from, you know, this person that I used to be attached to, it was just very different and weird and kind of sad. And I was lonely and it was just strange. And so it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, I'm excited to start new traditions and I'm very thankful for the place that I'm in. But I came into this session and we started talking about Christmas. And then a couple of my co-writers were like, yeah, you know, we lost a grandparent this year and it's just going to be really hard to like have our family gathering because it's just, you know, there's going to be this void now. And so I think someone in the room said, yeah, Christmas is just going to be different this year. And I'm like, that's the song. Christmas feels different this year. And so we wrote it. And yeah, it's kind of a tearjerker, sad Christmas song, but it's real. And there is some hope in it. And there is like, you know, still that cozy, magical feeling in it, which I love. But if anything, I just hope that when people hear it, they just know that they're not alone this Christmas in whatever they're facing or whatever loss that they may have had. And that there can still be joy and there can still be hope in it all.
There's a few empty chairs and a couple presents and the snow in the air starting to lose its magic. I'll put on a dress and I'll do my best, but I think I'm all out of tune, 'cause Christmas feels different this year.
And that was Christmas Feels Different This Year by Sarah Reeves. Thank you, Sarah, for all that you've shared. If you'd be happy to pray for listeners right now, that would be really appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. God, we just love you and we thank you so much for who you are and the gift of life that you've given us. And Lord, we just pray for everyone that's listening right now. If they're hurting, that you would wrap your arms around them and just reveal your presence to them and show them that they're not alone this Christmas. And I pray that you would speak to them and, Lord, just open doors and pop people in their paths that show them kindness and love. And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift that you are to this world, and for the freedom that you've given us, and for the joy, even when we do go through hardships and pain and different circumstances, that we can still have joy through you. And we just bless every single person that's listening right now, and we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sarah. If you're listening in the UK and you're thinking, yeah, maybe I should see if I can get along to a church this Christmas. Maybe Christmas is going to be a time when you'd be alone. But, you know, there are many churches that would love to welcome you. And there's loads of different services and activities that you can get involved in at this time of year. Just search online. Go to www.findachurch.co.uk for those of you in the UK, because the church would love to welcome you. And if you're listening to one of our partner stations worldwide, just contact the studio and say, can you recommend a great church? I know they'd love to do that for you. Sarah, thank you so much. You know, it'd be interesting to know, this Christmas season, what's the thing you're actually most looking forward to?
Slowing down and resting. This year has been so crazy in the best way. I've been traveling all over and just really busy nonstop, and I'm so thankful for that. But honestly, Christmas to me means kind of just like relaxing and being with my family. And so I'm excited to just slow down and reset a little bit for the new year.
So will you be driving over to Alabama then?
Yeah.
How do you say Alabama?
Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. Cool. Okay. So that sounds like quite a nice, pleasant thing to do. So you have a couple of weeks break, sort of thing.
Yes.
Was that too long? You don't get much holiday in America. I feel you guys get stitched up on the holiday. You know, in the UK, I think we get like 22 days plus bank holidays in the UK, something like that for lots of people.
Yeah, that's nice. So it depends on the industry. The music industry kind of shuts down around this time of year in general. So like, you know, after Thanksgiving, it becomes a little bit slower. In mid-January, you know, second week of January, it starts to pick back up. But a lot of people are still working, you know. So I'll probably do like a week or two and then get back to work.
that sounds lovely. So we've got another track to play from you. So we're going to play the track All I Want for Christmas. What would you say are your favorite parts of this track?
I love all of it. I mean, I think this one we didn't really overthink. I just kind of had so much fun. I remember doing the vocals for it. And at one point, if you listen till the very end, I start riffing on this little ad lib. It's like jingle bells. And then I like end with this little laugh and they kept it in there. So I love that because it reminds me of how much fun it was to record it.
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath that mistletoe. Oh, I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay away to hear those magic reindeer click. 'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do?
And that was All I Want for Christmas You by Sarah Rees, who's still with us here for this Christmas edition of The Artist Interview. And we've got one more track still to come in just a moment. But Sarah, quickly, just to ask some things, what are the things you're most looking forward to in this coming year?
I am planning, I have some things up my sleeve. I'm planning some touring. I would love to come back to the UK.
Come back to the UK, definitely.
We will see. I'll definitely announce it. So follow me on my socials. My Instagram is Sarah Reeves Music, and I will update everyone with all the things. But you know, I'm always like 6 months to a year ahead. And so I'm already planning. I know I just released an album, but I'm already almost done writing my next album.
No.
So, yeah.
Wow. You're a machine.
I know. I haven't recorded necessarily, but I'm in the writing process, and I'm even more excited about these songs than I am the Best Days project. So get ready for new music at some point. I don't know when it will come out, but I'll probably be teasing some stuff on my social. So just
okay. Well, when it does come out, maybe just before it's released, come back on the show. Tell us all about it. We'd love to make sure we're all up to speed on it. So some very quick fire Christmas questions for you. What Christmas song makes you cringe?
Have you heard I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
That one? No, but you know what? I'm really hoping that the clever people in the studio can somehow find that and mix a bit of it in right now.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
If they did it, it happened just then. So
that one makes me cringe. Okay.
That would be a good cringe. Okay. You're walking down the street, it's Christmas time, you're in a really good mood. What song are you singing in your head?
Probably It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas.
I think I might sing the same. Okay. What's your most memorable childhood present unwrapping moment where you go, oh, I've got a...
It's so funny. This is a funny one because I always asked for a Barbie car when I was a kid and I never got it. And my parents would always get me like keyboards and karaoke machines and microphones and CDs and all these musical instruments like every year, which I'm thankful for now. But I remember my little sister, she got the Barbie car. And that was a moment. I was too old at that point, but I was like, you got her the Barbie car and not me. So yeah, all the musical instruments, very thankful for now, I will say.
Okay. Yeah. Now looking back at the Barbie car, probably not so useful. Did you see the Barbie movie?
I did, yes.
Did you like it?
I did, yeah. It was...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was
I thought it was quite clever.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it mostly. Okay, three-course meal. You've got to choose your favorite three things for your Christmas meal. What would those be?
Okay, gosh, these are hard questions. So I would start with like a charcuterie board. So that's, I love making cheese boards. And then I would do probably a steak. I make really good steak, or like a beef tenderloin. That's like a Christmas thing that I make. And then, you know, all the sides, Brussels sprouts, au gratin potatoes, that thing. And then for dessert, let's go with the classic pumpkin pie.
Not a classic in the UK, but a great meal nonetheless. I've had it at Thanksgiving meals with some of my American friends. It's lovely. So we are running out of time for our Christmas special today, Sarah. It's been a joy having you with us. We've got one more track to play from you, which is Holly Jolly Christmas. What's your favorite part of that track?
I love all the little trinkets that are thrown in there. So it was so much fun to record, and I think there's some like little string moments and BGVs and stuff. It's just very like fun.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
And that was Holly Jolly Christmas by the wonderful Sarah Reeves. And genuinely, it's a superb Christmas album. So if you haven't listened to it yet, if you want to get into the Christmas mood, really, really recommend it to you. And thank you, Sarah, for spending time with us today, sharing a little bit of the Christmas magic. There are many other interviews you can, of course, listen to, including some other Christmas specials. Just pop onto your favourite podcast platform, search up The Artist Interview. It's the one with the red logo. Maybe share it with a friend, like it, leave a review if you want to. But I really want to wish you, dear listener, a wonderful Christmas season and a very happy new year. God bless you. Bye-bye.